change. But you have to make sure that you understand that when you're talking to everybody, your friends, your family, whatever, you are representing the company, right? Anything that you say can come back and it can hurt the company really, really badly. So you got to make sure that you protect yourself and you protect the company at all costs, right? Because if that fails, or if something comes back to me, you know, I need to take action on that, and that's not going to be pretty. You know, I mean, there will be contracts and things like that that you guys will be signing, which will basically secure you and basically set expectations and set an understanding with each other. But normally things are pretty straightforward. I mean, as long as you're pulling in the customers, we're pretty happy, right? I mean, but if you know, something comes up and you're just unsure about how to do it, or if you have a question about policy, don't guess. Just pick up the phone and call me, and we can chat about it.
I just want to make sure that in that contract there's no spot about a minimum number of new contracts, because some people may want to do this casually, like Dave.
No, I'm showing Dave right now the image I can print over here, so he can have what he has. Because I understand what he's saying at some point for the advertising and all that around his area. He's able to advertise with putting a bunch of brochures and things like that around his place. And since he doesn't have it, it's easier for him. On my side, it's with everyone and every business.
It's actually easier to advertise with very nice business cards, though.
Yep. Oh, yeah. The business card have to be done, and the printing of those pages have to be done too. So I just have to plug back in the printer, and we can do all that.
Yeah, it's a pretty nice website. So it's fairly interactive.
Exactly. Our homepage is basically a portfolio. You'll notice there's nothing sales related on it at all, right? I mean, you guys are going to be part of one of the biggest sales teams that we're actually putting together. But as I say, if you're willing to pick up the phone and actually call people, you can make, as you heard me, you can make quite a bit of money doing it. If you want to do it part-time, that's fine, but just let me know. I mean, just keep, you know, just make sure that I know what's going on. And I also need to get you in touch with Alan. He's basically going to be your manager, and he's going to be in charge of making sure that you guys don't step on each other's feet. So if one person is doing Toronto, you don't want, you know, someone else doing Toronto as well, right, for different businesses. So this way it'll kind of let them organize. So, I mean, if you're doing it part-time, but yet you want to do it on the calls, we're not going to hand you Toronto. We might hand you something like Niagara Falls or St. Catharines or a small little town, right?
So you divide it up by cities? Or?
It'll be by city. Definitely by city.
Have it in an email or something. I'll check it out.
Yeah, what I'll do is I'll break it down and I'll just email you guys. Okay. Here's what I need from you guys, okay? I need to get what's called a non-disclosure agreement. That means that anything that we say or anything that the company says stays to yourself. So if you ever quit and you go work for another company, you cannot use our technology or anything that you learn, okay? So it just protects us. And it protects you if someone else leaves the company, right? It's just a standard thing that you get for any company that you work with. So to get those done, I need you guys to email me, and I need your legal addresses, legal name, and phone number. So just email those to me. I'm going to give you my Gmail account, and the reason why I use Gmail is just because it's actually encrypted and fully secure.
That's what I used to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could maybe fill out that my mind used to always say, what do you sell in curtain space or wall space or plaster? Drywall, or going to fill that out a bit more. Some of these vendors and things like that, not filling the space vertically. So yeah, I'd probably want to try and make a website that was like a realtor for divorce quickly.
That's why we went with this spinny flash one. That's really the only reason we went with a flash one, because we're quite against using flash as a rule.
Because, of course, I'm interested in getting my own website done. I've got a bunch of these things that sports. Possibly get some people to sell me cheap bikes.
Well, you'll be able to save yourself 50% of the startup cost and...
Yeah, you just show me your tricks and I'll show you.
No, getting Alex as your sales rep wouldn't save you anything, because then you're paying the full amount. It's just Alex gets some of it. If you yourself is your sales rep, then you save money.
That'll be my first client.
See how easy it is to sell? You're already thinking about it.
It begins.
Is that what I just said? Is that accurate? Anybody can use that? That's what you sent me the other day.
Yeah, that's what I sent you. Scott, read over that in the text.
Well, that's just a message.
Scott's the top word about anything in the company. I can say something, but unfortunately, it can also change.
That's what I'm asking. Does it look good? Anybody can use it? That's what Dave was asking too, so.
Actually, that's not quite accurate, because now we're looking at you're going to be doing the closing, as opposed to in that it was just us closing. But we'll help you close in the beginning at least.
Yeah. What you read there, that's the agreement?
That's well, it's not for life. It's actually on a 3-year term, so you actually keep that customer. You get a portion of that recurring payments for 3 years. No, not for life.
Like I said, Scott's the final word. I can say something, but it can change.
Yeah. But if you're, but on your lease,
though. Good thing I'm already retired, though.
Okay.
Well, that keeps my incentive to stay in development, too, because I was seriously thinking of switching over to sales. But then we'd have nobody to make the websites and everything would just fall to pieces, like...
Yeah, you seem to be doing a pretty good job. I like this format here.
What do you think, Patrick, how some of the links are done?
You need a site or family, stuff like that. Then you just build your network, and then you just, you know, oh, you heard someone else has a business, so you just, you know, and then they'll talk on behalf of you, too. So that's one way of doing it.
Yeah, most of the people I meet are through the internet now, though.
No.
They already have websites.
Exactly, but I mean, anyways, what I was going to show you guys here was that we basically have, a graphics up. Great, right? And you can tell them, look, normally it's $149.95, but because you're a new customer, you can get it for $75. GTSmoving.com is a base website without a graphics package, and I'll show you one that does have one that you guys can kind of compare. So GTS does not have a graphics package. This one here does.
And that's $75 a month? Or $75?
Flat rate. Yeah, and there is... tax, there is GST on everything we sell. If anyone asks you, we are a legal business registered with the federal government, so we have to charge 5% in taxes, but it's normal. Yeah, exactly. And as I said too, for you guys, I will not be deducting taxes, and as such, I do not need your social. So do not give it to anyone in the company at this time. But you will be responsible at the end of the year for your own personal taxes. You will